Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.
Welcome back, and now we're into the third and final hour of the program with me, Nayelu Pondwana. We are live until 3 o'clock. It's time for us now to get into our next segment, The Daily Focus with Pastor Sichone. Pastor Sichone, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to you too.
So now we're talking about the joy of repentance. Yesterday we spoke about confession, but today we want to bring them together, confession and repentance. We're told they aren't just about letting go of the past. They're about celebrating new beginnings. I think that's a very, very odd way of putting it. But that's what we're told. Through forgiveness, we experience the joy of redemption and a fresh start. So let's dive into it, Mfundisi. How can confession and repentance lead us to joy and renewal?
The first thing that we see there is that the two processes, confession and repentance, actually we're trying to talk about burden releasing. Like now the burdens are falling off like scales of a fish that is dry. So here's what we're trying to say. When we talk of confession, you're now acknowledging to God that I have sinned, I've messed up. And I'm ready to accept your forgiveness. The second thing, when you talk about repentance, now knowing that I have confessed, now it's time for me to turn from that past life. So by doing all those things, you're actually inviting joy, because there is no other place that joy, that any human being will find joy than in Jesus Christ and than in God.
That's the
simplest explanation.
What are some ways we can make forgiveness a joyful experience?
Some ways of making, repeat that one again.
What are some ways we can make forgiveness a joyful experience?
Making forgiveness a joyful experience is basically dwelling on the positive, by dwelling on the benefits of forgiveness.
And how can redemption shape our faith and inspire us to help others?
When you look at redemption as a whole, redemption, simply we're trying to say that we're being bought back, meaning we're plagued with the burden of sin. Now, via the gift and grace of Jesus Christ, Christ buys us back. So in that vein, what we can say is that by me knowing that I am valued by God, it also gives me motivation to inspire others, to give others that there is hope at in Jesus Christ, and there is hope at the feet of Christ.
How does experiencing joy in forgiveness encourage us to stay close to God?
How does forgiveness, repeat that one again?
How does experiencing joy in forgiveness encourage us to stay close to God?
All right, that one, in simple terms, what I can say is this: the forgiveness, when you look at forgiveness, forgiveness is actually giving us joy, and also it's acting more of a catalyst that is now trying to give us that implication that more than ever, this is what I need. This is what I need to draw closer to God at the end of the day.
Okay. All right. That's it, Mfundisi. That's it. I will not burden you any longer. Thank you ever so much. Our week has been very interesting. I really appreciate your time and your insights. Have a wonderful preparation day and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow. Thank you very much and Godspeed.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.